The first scripture reading this morning is Mark 12, verses 41 to 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything she had, all she had to live on."
Thank you, Sharon. Our second reading is not technically a scripture reading, but it's a poem that, when you hear it, listen to it carefully, sounds like it could have been a scripture reading because of what it says. This is called The Avowal by Denise Levertov. As swimmers dare to lie face to the sky and water bears them, as hawks rest upon air and air sustains them, so would I learn to attain free fall and float into Creator Spirit's deep embrace, knowing no effort earns that all surrounding grace. This ends our readings for this Sunday morning. God speaks to us in many ways, through many words, but whenever and however God speaks, the words are true, we can trust them. Would you pray with me, please? May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. She came to the temple, a very poor widow. She left even poorer. She came with a few pennies in her purse. She left flat broke. If she had a house to go home to, and there's no guarantee that was the case, she went home hungry and alone. She had given away everything, all that she had, all she had to live on. You think we have troubles? This woman had troubles. What in the world could she have been thinking? Why would she do this? Why would she give away even the possibility of a meager supper? Well, I don't know what she was thinking, but I can tell you what she was doing. When she dropped those last coins in the plate, she was loving. She was loving God with her whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and she was loving her neighbors that she probably would never know. And she was loving them at least as much as she loved herself. When she dropped those coins into the collection, it was like she was reading the poem that I just read, even though she lived 2,000 years before the poem was written. She gave away everything she had and found herself gently falling, floating into Creator Spirit's deep embrace. And she lay there like a swimmer lying face to the sky, relying on the water to hold her up. Or like a hawk who finds the warm thermal currents rising and trusts those currents, trusts that air to sustain her as she soars through the sky. And when she dropped her last two coins into the offering plate, she was engaging in a deep act of trust, a deep hope that God, who she believed had always taken care of her, would take care of her once more. A trust that in God's goodness and God's generosity, that all surrounding grace, she would find what she most needed. She trusted that she would be okay. She went away from the temple very poor, probably very hungry. There was no obvious light shining at the end of her tunnel. But there was an inner light illuminating her own place in the heart of God. She felt that heart beating in her chest. Perhaps she found there the center where she could live without fear, face hunger with hopefulness, and hold on to the assurance that even as a poor widow, she would never be left alone. In the middle of her trouble, she remembered the one who knew her name, remembered her face, and would love her forever beyond all bounds. And she trusted that she was loved and valued, that she would indeed be kept safe. Someday, maybe, I will be like this woman. Someday, maybe, I will live in that hope and live out that trust. Most days, that's not the way I see the world, yet. Maybe someday. Though some days, I do live there. Some days, I find myself falling and resting in the gentle arms of that all-surrounding grace. And those are very good days. And I'm grateful, very grateful when they come. But I want more. I want, and I think most of you want too, to find the level of trust in my Creator that would become the rule of my life, not just the occasional exception to my anxiety and my fear. I want, for instance, a trust that doesn't melt before the increasingly wanton destruction of our climate and what remains of the natural world. I want a trust that doesn't falter at the sight of our grotesquely corrupt government, that is a faith that isn't undone by the shenanigans of those so-called faith leaders in some American churches who are in fact neither faithful nor leaders. I want a trust in God that would, from my side at least, enable me to overcome the really insane political divisions that separate me from some of my neighbors and some of my family. I want for a change to love those neighbors as I love myself. What I want, if you will allow me the metaphor, is to stand toe to toe with the devil and spit in his eye. That's what I want. And that's why the generous, trusting widow in today's story is such an inspiration. She is my guide to that someday. She shows all of us that a radical trust in God in the hardest of times is possible, in the darkest times, in the deepest troubles, in the face of our worst fears. And I believe this is possible because God is faithful, because God is with us, and we will never be alone. When Jesus commended the poor widow for giving extravagantly what she could not afford, he wasn't celebrating her poverty. He wasn't glad she was going home hungry. Instead, it seems to me, Jesus was illustrating for his disciples and to us that this life-giving spirit and this life-saving hope resides deep inside each of us in places perhaps we have yet to explore. It is there we can find the trust to face even the loss of everything and to trust that if or when, we lose everything. The mysterious heart of the divine that holds us, the breath of the Spirit that brings us to life, the all-surrounding grace into which we confidently fall, will always remain, will never forsake us. As the poor and destitute widow was, and in spite of the persistent troubles and losses she had faced, she had somehow found her way into that deep truth, the truth that her value far, far exceeded the contents of her purse. What she found, without having the words for it, was the gospel, the good news that Jesus came to teach us. So, take this little story home with you today. Let it simmer during the week, and then sometime, maybe, come back and tell the rest of us what you found. Amen.